You are listening to the Tricorder Transmissions.
Weekly Trek, episode 16, second week of August, 2018.
Everyone, and welcome to Weekly Trek, a Tricorder Transmissions podcast network weekly show covering the news and current events in the Star Trek universe with rotating hosts from the Tricorder Transmissions network. Each week, our hosts hand select Trek news from around the internet and present them to you with our analysis. Think of it like the 6 o'clock news, but for Star Trek. This week, we are going to be talking about STLV news, Star Trek Las Vegas news for 2018. My name is Marty Ali, co-host of Reading Trek Podcast, and I am joined by the wonderful John Kerkorian of Trek Profiles. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing fantastic, Marty. I am recovering from a long week of STLV craziness. I am recuperating at the Palatial Family Estate, hydrating and drinking Gatorade and just trying to get back on a normal sleep schedule.
I think I am right there with you. We've got most people's travel days today. I left yesterday to get a head start on it, but that didn't work out so well for me. Got caught in a lot of traffic going home. But I hope everybody has traveled home safely from SCLV and you have reacclimated yourselves to regular life. But let's get on to news from Star Trek Las Vegas. I think the first piece of news that we have today were a couple of book announcements that you can find over on the Reading Trek Twitter if you wanted to get in more detail to those. But the big announcement was we are getting a fourth Star Trek Discovery book that is going to be centered around Cadet Tilly. Did you hear about this news, John?
I was there when they announced it. It was awesome. It was in the D. Kelly Theater. And it looks like it's basically going to be the Tilly origin story is what we were told. We're going to learn about her mother and whatever happened there and how she got into Starfleet and how she went through the academy and sort of where everything from the beginning to up to how she got on board the ship. That's what we were told at a very high level.
Yes, it's going to be called The Way to the Stars, written by Una McCormick, set to release in January of 2018. There were also a couple other book announcements. Star Trek Lost Scenes, which is a coffee table book that will feature kind of like still images from scenes or moments that you never really got to see in the original series. That is going to hit store shelves later this month on August 21st. I know that Rob Perlman has announced three cute little books that he's doing. One is Where's Waldo style, and the other two, one is called Fun with Kirk and Spock, which looks to be like the most canon book I've ever seen. And then the third one is called Roddenberry's Little Book of Doom.
So these are the little golden books.
Yes. Well, one of them is, and then the other two are not, but.
Well, the one thing I could say about Little Golden Book is that I think many, many children in the United States, at least, have grown up with Little Golden Books. So how wonderful it is to be able to have Kirk and Spock and Star Trek-related Little Golden Books for little kids of the world today.
And then fans of the original series will also be treated to a new novel called The Antares Maelstrom by Greg Cox. And fans of TNG will be treated to a new book called Available Light, written by our good friend Dayton Ward. That's going to be covering the post Section 31, what it's like after Section 31 has collapsed. So all those things are very exciting, and I can't wait to cover them all on Reading Trek.
Now, did you catch the deep reference there?
No, I did not.
In that title?
No, I know almost nothing about Section 31, so.
No. It was about the Antares Maelstrom.
Oh, no. I didn't.
Allow me to grace you with a quote.
Yes, yes, please.
He tasks me, Joaquin, and I will have him. I will chase him round the moons of Nibia and round the Antares maelstrom and round perdition's flames before giving up. It's from Star Trek II.
Oh, wow.
So Khan makes reference to the Antares maelstrom, but we don't know what it is and why it's such a terrible place. So we'll get to find out. So I think that's going to be cool. And I personally am looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to all three of those novels, both the Discovery, the TNG, and the TOS novels. Can't wait to talk about those. And then there was also another announcement that Star Trek Discovery Season 1 is going to be available for Blu-ray and DVD release starting on November 13th.
Yes, and pre-orders are open on Amazon as we speak. So they are already live. Although I must point out that the page gives precious little information on exactly what is in the Blu-ray set. It's merely a placeholder page, and it says here you can place your pre-order, and it gives the region information, but it doesn't give any details about how much material or anything like that. It doesn't even say if it's going to be 4K or not. So who knows? That's yet to be determined, but you can place a pre-order on Amazon if you want right now.
I don't know about 4K, but I do know in the panel on Sunday when they announced this that there will be over 2 hours of behind-the-scenes special features to look forward to, cast interviews, behind-the-scenes moment, deleted scenes, all that kind of good stuff will be made available for both those sets. So I'm planning on picking it up just so I can watch those behind-the-scenes specials. I don't know about you, John. Are you going to pick it up?
Or are
you
going to stick to your
all-access subscription?
No doubt about it. Definitely going to pick it up. I, you know, all access isn't bad, but I much prefer the ability to watch it right on Blu-ray. Usually there's less hiccups and you can skip forward and backward a little bit easier. I think it'll just be a better experience.
Awesome. I can't wait for that to come out. I'm going to pre-order mine soon. Another piece of news regarding comic books this time, IDW Publishing announced that Star Trek Waypoint is returning with an extra-length one-shot comic in November. I'm not too familiar with Star Trek Waypoint, but I know it was a very popular kind of crossover comic series, if I'm not mistaken, and I think that a lot of fans of these comics are very happy that they're getting another issue.
Well, I'm always excited for more Star Trek, and I'm more excited for what we're seeing here, Marty, which, you know, and this is really not about the comic book story in particular, but just really more broadly speaking, is that this is really the birth of the Trek cinematic universe, right? It's sort of like what Marvel has going on, where it's just a full court press on many fronts, right? There's going to be more shows, more content, more comic books, more novels, more of everything Trek, it seems like, coming out really soon. So I think that's really exciting.
Yes. And speaking of more Trek, I think the best moment in the con for most people was the news that they surprised us with on Saturday after William Shatner's panel, was that in addition to the shorts that are already announced for CBS All Access, they did confirm one kind of rumor that's floating around out there, and they had Patrick Stewart come out on stage and announce that Jean-Luc Picard is back in a new series on CBS All Access.
Yeah, and we sure buried the lead on this. Huh? I think this was like the headline story of the week for sure.
It was. My Twitter exploded when this news came out. So if you haven't heard this news yet, I don't know where you've been hiding, but it is very exciting news. I was in the panel at the time, and I actually managed to find an audio clip because I was so excited for the news. It was very high energy when Patrick came out and was speaking. He spoke with such emotion that I wanted to share this audio that I found.
Oh, so we have audio of the blessed event?
We do have audio of the blessed event, and I'd like to share it with everybody so that they can get kind of the energy of the moment. So I'm going to go ahead and play that now.
Let's roll it.
This is my first Star Trek convention ever. Wow, I am so excited. Oh, this way. You want me to put? Okay, great.
Hi, better?
Good?
Okay. So, thank you for coming today, and I'm sure some of you have heard, by the way, that was William Shatner. Can we just have a moment for William Shatner? Oh my God. So, I'm sure a bunch of you have heard that we are expanding the Star Trek universe. I feel like the luckiest person on Earth because I get to do this every day, not just at the convention. And I work with unbelievable people. And the second that we announced that we were going to be building a larger Star Trek universe, the most amazing people came out. Writers, directors, actors, everybody wanted to work on Star Trek. Even people who you wouldn't think would want to be on Star Trek, they do. And we are going to be delivering you shorts on CBS All Access. We're going to be delivering you new series. We're going to be premiering season 2 of Discovery early next year. And there's been a lot of speculation about what are the next shows and what do people want to see. And I figured that this was probably the day to announce to you what our next Star Trek series is going to be. That's okay with you guys. Okay, good. But I actually don't feel entirely qualified to be the one to do it. So what I'd like to do is bring out a good friend to talk about the next one.
By it. I had led a fairly successful
but quiet, modest career until then. And in fact, I've told some of you this before, but when the Los Angeles Times announced that there was to be a new Star Trek series, and they got to the cast, I was described as unknown British Shakespearean actor. Brent Spiner, you'll have heard of Brent Spiner. Dear and beautiful man. He had a poster made which he put on the door of my trailer. And it said, "Beware, unknown British Shakespearean." Well, that was just a clue of the fun that we were going to have. 7 years later, in All Good Things, we wrapped our television series after 178 episodes. I was always so proud of what we did. We worked very hard. We worked long hours, as people in television series do, but we were working to do the best possible show that we could. Every single member of the cast, of the production team, of the front of house, of the studio, were supporting us in this labor of love. But we did four more movies, four feature films, and quite quickly, I began to see that there was not always joy and bliss attached to being in a very successful TV show. There can be a little downside, and I experienced that certainly. I remember meeting with a film director whose movie I very much wanted to be in, to play a quite small supporting role, and he said to me, "You're a good actor, I really like your work, but why would I want Jean-Luc Picard in my movie?" Yeah, one has mixed feelings about anecdotes like that. And so I was determined that was the past. It was over. And it would be a voyage that I would never undertake again. And I made a particular point of stressing that. When until earlier this year, an email arrived, and there was an offer, interesting and charming, but one which I knew I would have to turn down. Well, that's how it felt. And I had a meeting with, there were five of us in the room, I think, and I spent 20 minutes explaining why, with sadness, I would have to say no. But something has happened. And it is not only the impact of the people that I have been talking to and working with over the past almost 6 months now, but it's also because I have spent a lot of time recently watching Star Trek The Next Generation. Including episodes I've never seen before. It's fun and exciting. And gradually it became clearer and clearer to me that the power of that show, the success of that show, the benefits that it gave. I have never ever grown tired of hearing from people who stop me in the street or in a restaurant. Well, no, I don't like being interrupted by anything. But who say to me, "Your show changed my life. Without Star Trek, The Next Generation, I might not be here." And I've always notes and to those words when I hear them in the street. My personal favorite, which makes me very emotional, came from a detective sergeant with the Las Vegas Police Department. He wrote to me about his life and his work. And towards the end, he said, you know, there are days, I love my job, and there are days when I go home, that what I have seen, what I have experienced, the cruelty, the barbarity, the viciousness, the nastiness of what I've experienced, makes me despair for the future of our society and the world. But when I feel like that, I go to my video shelf and I take down Star Trek The Next Generation, and I know we're going to have a future. And that lies at the very center of what I have to tell you now. Jean-Luc Picard is back. Experiences. 20 years will have passed, which is more or less exactly the time between the very last movie, Nemesis, and today. We have no scripts as yet. We're just talking storylines. It will be, I promise you, I guarantee it, something very, very different. But it will come to you with the same passion and determination and love of the material and love of our followers and our fans, exactly as we had it before.
I can't even tell you, the energy in that room was just, oh, my heart was pounding for hours after that. It was a very exciting moment.
Right. And, you know, it's still very light on details, though. So we don't know much more about it, except to say that it's going to be 20 years after Nemesis, which in chronological real time is actually pretty close. And it's going to be Picard as an older, changed man, and it's going to have a lot to do with him and issues reflecting on his experiences on the Enterprise. So we will see what that means and what that actually looks like when it comes to fruition, but I'm excited about it.
There was one tweet that I saw on Twitter recently Someone by the Twitter handle ValentineC1979 tweeted, I would love to see the continuing adventures of hashtag Beverly Crusher with hashtag Picard. And Gates actually replied to this tweet, well, you know what they say, a lot of things can happen in 20 years with a winky face. So I'm wondering if any of the other TNG cast members are going to pop in for this new show.
Possibly. I mean, just though speaking for myself, one of the things that is true is that space is big. And I always just find it a little bit inconvenient when we suddenly start running into all these people we know out in space. It just seems very weird to me. So I always am excited to see the characters again. I'm always excited for the actors to have them, you know, that they have a gig. But
and they got work.
You know, I always feel like it's a little derivative. You know, I want them to go out and do something new. You know, go out there and find something happening out there to explore. You know.
Yeah, me too. All right. Anything that you want to share from your STLV week, John?
I just want to share a personal highlight for me, which, of course, is always meeting listeners of the Trek Profiles podcast and meeting all the listeners of all the Tricorder shows was certainly one of the highlights for me. And then second only to that was getting to have a little meet and greet with Doug Jones, which was so great. And we both have these very fashionable haircuts. And as I was doing my meet and greet with him, he said, let's do a selfie. And I said, wow, we both have the same haircut. He's like, yeah, I bet if we put our heads together, sparks would fly. So I have a picture of me and Doug Jones doing a Saru mind meld. And it is just a very precious little selfie for me. And that was probably one of the highlights of the convention for me. And I was just so excited to have that little moment. Because I was running around at the convention doing a lot of other stuff. So I didn't really have a chance to do a lot of the convention type things. So that was one of the big highlights for me. And I really enjoyed that. And I'll treasure that picture. And I've tweeted it. So if people are interested, they can see that in my Twitter.
That's awesome. Some highlights for me from the con were the everyone who attended our Tricorder Transmissions 5th birthday bash on Wednesday night. That was a lot of fun. We gave a lot of stuff away. I got to meet a lot of our listeners there. And then we did Couch Trek that same night, which you can find on the Tricorder Transmissions Facebook page if you'd like to look at that. That was a lot of fun to do.
That was crazy, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't it? Barry went to a lot of work on that one. He wrote the script and like brand new story and everything, so... Props to Barry for putting that together.
Absolutely.
And then another big highlight, I think, was the Tricorder Transmissions Night of Diversity party on Saturday night, where Anthony Rapp and Wilson Cruz stopped by for a little while to meet with our guests and help out with our donations and all that stuff. We were able to raise over $2,200 for the Night Ministry and the Center of Las Vegas. So that's incredible. We actually sold out of raffle tickets. We kind of underestimated how the demand would be for that, but we want to thank everybody who came out to that party and helped us raise money for charity. So that was pretty amazing.
Oh, they were two fantastic events. And I was just glad to be part of Tricorder and part of those events and helping to raise that money for those two amazing charities. So what a great two evenings they were. And every other evening at STLV, of course, was full of all kinds of other activities. And we all just were triple booked at times. So it all went by in a blur for sure.
It was definitely a blur. And now we're back home. We're back to our lives. Getting used to that again. But yeah, let's open up incoming transmissions and see what's coming up on the Tricorder Transmissions Network. John, what do you have coming up for us on Trek Profiles?
Well, August is going to be a pretty interesting month because July was probably the busiest month we had on Trek Profiles. For a monthly podcast, I released 3 episodes in July. So
yeah, you did. I listened to all of them. They were amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. So just to calibrate expectations appropriately, that will not be continuing. So we will be returning to a schedule of some sort of sanity getting back into the fall. So my intention is to try to keep to at least every 3 weeks putting out an episode. So I have several interesting guests lined up and hopefully going to be bringing you some interesting interviews with more Star Trek fans and more different kinds of Star Trek fans in the near future. What's coming up on Reading Trek, Marty?
We have a couple of interviews to share with you from STLV. I'm not sure what order they're going to release in, but we have an interview with Annie and Eric Muirhead, who are they are fan fiction writers. So we're going to do an interview. William was kind enough to sit down with them, and he did an interview that's all about fan fiction. So if you're interested in any of that kind of stuff, be sure to listen to that. We've also got an interview with Ben Robinson from Eagle Moss about his two new books that have come out. They're again like coffee table style books, but that was a good interview with him. And me and Shashank and I should say, actually sat down with J.K. Woodward from the IDW, who's been doing the art for the Mirror Broken and Through the Mirror series for IDW. And that was a very heartfelt interview. It was a long interview, so that will be its own standalone episode. I might combine the other two together, but yeah, so look for those in your feed soon. And then after that, we'll be getting back to our regular schedule of John Scalzi's Red Shirts is what we have on the docket next. And then after that, who knows?
Nice. Well, I know on behalf of everyone at Tricorder, we just loved meeting everyone so much, and we enjoyed hosting those two events and meeting all the listeners and soon-to-be Tricorder listeners and people who want to be Tricorder listeners, and especially our Patreons as well. So we had just a great time, and Lahir's looking forward to planning for next year's STLV, which has already begun.
Yeah, I've already put $5 in my bucket for next year, so we're on our way.
Nice.
Well, I think that's all the news we have for you this week, but if you'd like to continue the conversation, you can visit us on Twitter at Weekly Trek and online at thetricordertransmissions.com. And if you're enjoying this show or any of our other shows, consider becoming a patron of the network by visiting patreon.com/thetricordertransmissions. For as little as $1 a month, our patrons gain access to exclusive unedited and early release episodes, as well as patron chats that happen on the regular that you can only join by being a patron of the network on Patreon. So if you'd like to do that, again, it's patreon.com/thetricordertransmissions. You can find me personally online at Time Travel Marty on Twitter, and my show is Reading Trek on Twitter. John, where can people find you online if they'd like to continue the conversation?
You can find me at Trek Profiles pretty much everywhere via email, feedback@trekprofiles.com, or on Facebook or Twitter at Trek Profiles.
Well, that's all the STLV news we have to share with you this week. But until next week, live long and prosper.